When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, July 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Another batch of bank earnings out this morning. Goldman Sachs said its profit fell 47% in the second quarter. The bank said the highest inflation in decades, along with weak and volatile markets, caused corporate executives to delay taking their companies public or to sell additional stock, cutting into Goldman's investment banking fees. Meanwhile, Bank of America also reported lower quarterly profits, but said consumer finances remain strong, with consumers increasing their spending while maintaining high deposit levels. B of A also said it benefited from higher interest rates, which allow banks to charge more on loans. We report exclusively that Pentagon officials are reviewing an assessment of the U.S. military's role in the 20-year conflict in Afghanistan, but haven't decided if aspects of the highly classified document will be released to the public. That has stood in the way of a public accounting of the Biden administration's decision-making and execution, particularly in the final days of the U.S. withdrawal, which included a suicide attack that killed 13 troops and scores of Afghans near the Kabul airport. And the purchase of U.S. homes by foreigners has declined for a fifth straight year due to the pandemic limiting international travel and the strength of the U.S. dollar. The National Association of Realtors says foreigners bought about 99,000 U.S. homes in the year ended in March, down about 8% from the prior year and the lowest level since the group began collecting data in 2009. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.